All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 129. We'll do a Hanukkah question. I've been asked this question a few times already in the first couple of days, and that is, what is the ideal order of events that one should do at night with regards to davening Maariv and Hadlakas Neros? Which one should come first? Okay, so there's a Mishnah Berura in Tafresh Ayin Beis, Sif Katan Aleph, which addresses this question head on. He spells out three different scenarios and tells us what to do in each of them. Okay, so to appreciate, I think, what the Mishnah Berura is saying, let's just do one bit of background information here, and that is understanding, A, what is the ideal time of Hadlakas Neros, and B, what is the ideal time of davening Maariv on any given day, or night, I should say. Okay, so the ideal time for Hadlakas Neros is a machlokas in the Rishonim, as well as the Poskim. The Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, and Tafresh Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph, Paskins like the Rambam, that one should ideally light Chanukah candles at Seisach HaKochavim. Not before Tzisach Chavim, not before darkness, as he says here, Manlikim et Saneros im, or Manlikim ner Chanukah im Sof Shkiasa, at the end of Shkia at Tzisach Chavim. The Mishnah Berura and others, going back to the Mordechai, they argue on this understanding of the Gemara, and they think that the ideal time for Chanukah candles is not at the end of Shkia, Tzisach Chavim, but rather at the beginning of Shkia at sunset itself. Most Ashkenazim, I think all Ashkenazim, follow the second version, that the ideal time for lighting is not the end of Shkia, but rather the beginning of Shkia, but there are different permutations. Rosh Shlomo Zalman would light at Shkia itself, but that might be unique to Yerushalayim. Rav Moshe Feinstein said 10 minutes after Shkia. The Chazon Ish said 20 minutes after Shkia. Rav Aaron Cutler said 25 minutes after Shkia. But sometime in that, you know, first half of Shkia to 25 minutes after Shkia is the ideal time for Hadlakas Neros. What is the ideal time for Maariv? So there the Mishnah Berura is also pretty clear in Reish Lamed Hey that ideally one should not daven Maariv until Tzeisach HaKochavim, which is like 45 minutes after Shkia. This is because that's the Zman for Kriyat Shema. So in order to say Kriyat Shema and its brachos in the proper time, you should daven Maariv not until Tzeisach HaKochavim. However, he acknowledges that there are many communities, even in his day and certainly in our day, that daven Maariv early. They daven Maariv right after Shkia, well before Tzeisach HaKochavim. He says this is acceptable. A person, if, you know, for whatever the reasons are, if you're davening Maariv then, you're already in Minyan, it's easier, you're not going to go back later. So then that's okay, just you repeat Kriyat Shema after dark. Okay, so with that background, we can now see the way the Mishnah Berura addresses our question, what should one do first, Chanukah candles or Maariv? So three scenarios. Scenario number one is what the Mishnah Berura calls, according to his understanding, Lechatchila. He says those who are machbid to always daven Maariv after Tzeis. So then, lechatchila, they should light candles before they daven Maariv. Why? Because the Zman of Hadlaka is already at Shkia, or a couple minutes after Shkia. It's not yet time for Maariv, for people who daven Maariv after Tzeis. And therefore, I'm fulfilling both lechatchila. There's no conflict. It's not, when it's time for Hadlaka Sneiros, it's not yet time for Maariv, says the Mishnah Berura. So you light your candles first, 10 minutes after Shkia, and then you'll daven Maariv after Tzeis. Scenario number two, the Mishnah Berura says, is maybe a more common one because not everybody's home. Like, I'm off today. So I will be home at Shkia, but a lot of people don't get home until 7, 8 o'clock. So I'm first getting home after Tzeisach HaKochavim. So what should I do now, Chanukah or daven Maariv first? So then the Mishnah Berura says, you daven Maariv first. Two reasons. A, Tadir V'she'ino Tadir, Tadir Kodim. It's the more common mitzvah. And B, it has Kriyat Shema, which is the Oraisa. So then the Mishnah Berura says, you get home at 7:55, you go to 8 o'clock Maariv, and you light Chanukah candles after that. In the YU Kola, so it's well known that they don't break in the middle of Kola to light Chanukah candles. They learn until 6:30, at which point it's Seis. So before they go home to light Chanukah candles, they daven Maariv, because it's Seis HaKochavim now, Tadir, Maariv comes first, and then you light your Chanukah candles after that. I should point out, this only makes sense if there's an available Maariv Minyan right now when you get home at Seis. If you get home at 7:20, and the next Maariv Minyan isn't until 8 or 9 o'clock, so then you obviously light candles first, because, I shouldn't say obviously, but it seems like the more accepted approach is to light candles first, because there's no two options in front of you. I only have the option of Hadlakas Neros now, so you do that, and when Maariv comes around, you daven Maariv later at that point. Okay, the final scenario is what I alluded to before, and certainly a common one here, is what if a person generally, regularly davens Maariv at Shkia, right after Shkia, before Tzeis, as part of the Mincha Maariv Minyan. So then the Mishnah Berura says, at the end of this Sif Katan, that if that's the case, So that's your minhag. You daven Maariv first. Just make sure that your candles ideally are set and ready to go from beforehand. So this way, when you get home, you could light right away. Because again, if you work in the times, if you're davening Maariv at Shkia or like 5 minutes after Shkia, so until you're done with Maariv, until you get home, you're bordering on missing that Iker Zman of Hadlakas Neros, which is, you know, anytime from Shkia until 25 minutes after Shkia. So you don't want to, if you're not home, you're not home. What can you do? But if you are around, you want to try to make that ideal window for lighting, and therefore you should have everything set up so as soon as you get home from that Maariv, you can light your candles immediately. So in summary, what should a person do first? If all things are equal and you could, the Mishnah Berurah says, you light at around Shkia and you daven Maariv later after Tzeis. If you get home late from work, from a wedding, whatever, and they're both available in front of you, you daven Maariv first and then candle lighting because Tadir, and it has the D'orais of Kriyat Shema. But if Maariv isn't available, so then you should light first and daven Maariv later. And if a person generally, regularly davens Mincha Maariv at Shkia, so you do that and then light immediately when you get home, ideally setting up your candles in advance so you could really still hit that ideal window, ideal time of lighting. All right, Freilich and Chanukah.